All right, so listen up, MTV nominee slash winter, okay? So Halle Berry, everyone's seen her haircut, the one she had on Sunday for the Oscars.
Let me pull it up.
Yeah, the like messy bob she had. You didn't see it?
Let me see what my baby had.
Oh, she was trending with this cut.
Uh-huh. Yeah. So anyway, what?
Go ahead.
I want you to look because I want to hear your reaction. Okay, so she's reacting now to social media, commenting on her new hairstyle. It debuted, like I said, at the Oscars on Sunday. She retweeted, Halle did, a clip of the guy who put on the bob wig and made fun of Halle. Halle seems to be cool with it. She posted both the sad and laughing emoji. By the way, according to Halle, she and her boyfriend, singer Van Hunt, are still going strong. Yeah, he was at the Oscars. He was her date and everything. So, yeah, they look like they're a happy
couple. Who is this
right
that's
now.
Got a problem with what Halle doing with her hair? Who
it
is
was
this?
So funny, though. When that boy put that wig on and shook it and said, it was hilarious.
Okay, I better not find out who this is.
She's been a good sport about it.
Yeah, right, do you right, like right. her hair, Tommy? Did you see it?
She
you
looks
like
outstanding.
That's your boo.
That is, she
Ward,
looks
Mr.
outstanding.
Don't mess up your award, okay? Don't go out there fighting and mess up your damn award, okay? Just don't
I'm
go
not going to mess up my award, but you're not finna say nothing about no Halle.
You're not going to say
I'm
nothing
just gonna tell
about
you
Halle.
That.
I'm with you on that one. Nothing.
There's a limit over here with me. Now, when you get to talking about Halle, now, we at the limit, okay?
He sounds
okay.
angry.
I don't care if she get a mohawk tomorrow.
A mullet.
With patches.
She could have
in
a
it.
Mullet. You wouldn't say anything.
All right, we're moving on. Tomorrow, people, tomorrow is the last day to go vote for Ready to Love, okay? It is hosted by our very own MTV nominee, Nephew Tommy. The show has received Best Dating Series nomination, all right, for the MTV Movie and TV Awards. That is so wonderful. Congratulations again, Nephew.
Yeah.
We want great everyone to job. Vote now through tomorrow, Friday, okay, April 30th at vote.mtv.com. Vote.mtv.com. All right.
Thank you.
Yeah.
You
all right.
It. Please go vote.
They'll just give you the award right now. Why waste time?
What you saying, Jay? He's the Biden of the reality dating show. It's done deal.
You should win. Yours is so much fun.
We're so proud of you.
Thank
y'all. Congratulations.
Uh-huh. I appreciate the support. Thank y'all. Thank you.
Really, really cool.
Thank you, team.
Yeah. No, I just got to go vote. I haven't done that yet, but I'll do it.
Takes a second.
I will do it. Yeah. Okay. One person, one vote. We can vote in this. We can vote in the elections, political elections.
Hello.
All right, let's go.
Hello.
Yeah, congratulations. Other nominees. There are some other nominees in other categories. Reggae, Jean Page for Bridgerton.
Okay.
Best actor.
Okay.
Best comedic performance in a movie, Leslie Jones, our girl.
And
is she
going to
host? Yeah, she's going to host the show as well.
Go ahead, Les.
Go ahead.
Big Les.
Yeah,
yes.
The show is going to air on May 18th, by the way. The MTV.
That's
movie
my birthday.
TV Awards.
Oh,
that's on your birthday. Oh, there you go.
Look at that.
You oh, my God.
You got to win, Tom.
Wow. That's my birthday. Wow.
Best real life mystery or crime series, Tiger King. All right,
what
Tommy. All right. Let's go, Jay. Time for today's headlines.
All right, everybody. It's time for the news with Miss Ann Tripp.
Thank you very much, everybody. President Biden gave his first address to a joint session of Congress last night, but due to COVID-19 restrictions, only a small number of lawmakers from both parties were able to attend. The president focused on what you would call human infrastructure, first of all, talking about his American Family Rescue Plan, which would cost $1.8 trillion, create a universal pre-K for 3- and 4-year-olds, as well as fund 2 years of free community college. And he also introduced his $2.3 trillion infrastructure plan to repair the roads and the bridges in the nation. Then, after reminding Americans that our soldiers are going to be coming home from Afghanistan by September 11th, the president spoke to the nation about the real threats out there.
We have to remain vigilant against the threats to the United States wherever they come from. Al-Qaeda and ISIS are in Yemen, Syria, Somalia, other places in Africa, in the Middle East, and beyond. And we won't ignore what our intelligence agencies have determined to be the most lethal terrorist threat to the homeland today. White supremacy is terrorism. The vast majority of men and women wearing a uniform and a badge serve our communities, and they serve them honorably. We have to come together to rebuild trust between law enforcement and the people they serve, to root out systemic racism in our criminal justice system, and to enact police reform in George Floyd's name. I know Republicans have their own ideas and are engaged in a very productive discussions with Democrats in the Senate. We need to work together to find a consensus. Let's get it done next month by the first anniversary of George Floyd's death.
A judge in North Carolina has denied requests to release the police body cam video from last week's police killing of Andrew Brown Jr. in Elizabeth City. Brown was unarmed, shot by sheriff's deputies during an attempted arrest on drug-related charges. The family says an independent autopsy reveals that Brown died from an execution-style shot to the back of the head. The judge says he's delaying release of the video for at least 30 days because he claims it would compromise the investigation. The Brown family lawyer, Harry Daniels, says that doesn't make sense.
Shot in the back of the head, gun riddled in the back of a car. So regardless, show us the tape and we'll determine what's justified, what's not justified. Right now, it is on their hands.
But the judge says the body cam footage must be released within 30 to 45 days and that Mr. Brown's family will be able to see parts of it within 10 days. FBI plans to indict Derek Chauvin and three other former cops involved in George Floyd case and with civil rights violation charges. The feds searched Rudy Giuliani's apartment yesterday. Reports saw the search warrant centered on possibly unregistered lobbying by Giuliani for foreign clients. And according to CNN, anyway, 7 out of 10 people asked that the president's speech last night left them feeling optimistic. Now back to the Steve Harvey Morning Show.
You're listening to the Steve Harvey Morning Show.